Where does this come from, the problem with the bins? Are you having people complaining that their bins are being hit, or are snowplow drivers complaining that they have to hit them?
It's kind of a little bit of both. We have, some operators that are saying they're in a, night shift snow plowing activities, and they're having to go around multiple bins, which makes their job much harder than what it needs, and then essentially narrows the road because the windrow will be, more towards the middle instead of being up by the snowbank where it should be.
Okay.
And from a resident standpoint, we do understand that, people have different shifts and people are out of town and stuff like that. But sometimes it can't really be avoided when the snowplow is going by and the cans get knocked over, because he can't move over, or could be different reasons. He's just trying to make sure the road stays wide enough and for it to be safe for everybody to go through.
So how do we solve this? What do we tell the homeowners?
So like the post that Amanda had yesterday, we post everything. So when there's a night shift snow plowing, and I'm not saying snow removal, but snow plowing, it's always posted on the city website. And we ask that people have their bins out at the curb by 7:30 in the morning. So if they know there's a snow plowing shift going on, we prefer for the bin to be out, be put out at 7:30 and not, 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning. If you do have to because you are leaving for work or for whatever other reason, the bins are to be inside your driveway. So when we always say curbside, snowbanks are always on city property and not on your property. So it's always, the bins always remain curbside, which would essentially means inside your driveway between the snowbank. Now, if you don't have room to back out your vehicle because your driveway is narrow, then it ends up being the resident's responsibility to clean an area to have their bins curbside.
Ah, okay. I wouldn't have thought of that. Good stuff. Anything you want to add to any of this?
There's a few things. So first, for the bins to be inside people's driveways is also so that their road is not narrow. I've seen some emergency vehicles have to climb snowbanks to get around us because the bins are, we go down a street and the bins are all put out on the road. So it's very important that the bins be put inside the driveway at curbside. So the big word is always curbside. And the outside of the snowbank is not curbside. Of course, everything is always posted on the website. And we do have a Recyclopedia app and a city app where all that's going on and all waste and recycling collection notices and everything are always updated to that.
And I guess if you get along with your neighbors, you can get one of them to put your bins out to the road if you're going to be away at 7:30.
Yeah, that would be great. We also sometimes, if the grader does hit it, we'd really like for the grader operator to get out and stand them back up. But we know that that's not always going to happen, and sometimes they don't see it. Our drivers do the best they can, but keep in mind they're doing 1,000 of these a day, and if they were to get out and move cans and all that, we'd never finish.